There are instructive things in this incidence of deliverance of the two brothers Jagai and Madai by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One thing is that in this age of Kali Yuga, practically all the people are specimen of Jagai and Madai. But if they want to be relieved from the reaction of their misdeeds, they must take shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and after spiritual initiation, such persons must refrain from the prohibitory things enjoined in the Shastras. We shall deal in the prohibitory rulings in connection with the Lord's teachings to Srila Rupa Goswami. During his householder life, the Lord did not display much of the miracles, as are generally expected from such personalities. But once he showed a wonderful miracle in the house of Srinivas Thakur, while Samkirtan was going on in full swing. He asked the devotees what do they want to eat, and when he was informed by the devotees that they wanted to eat mangoes, although the time was out of season, the Lord asked for a seed of mango. When it was brought before him, he sowed the seed in the yard of Srinivas Thakur, and at once the creeper began to grow. Within no time, the creeper gradually became a full-grown mango tree, and there was ripened fruits more than necessary. The tree remained there thenceforward, and the devotees used to take mangoes from the tree daily, and as many as they wanted. As referred to above, the Lord had very high estimation for the affection of the damsels of Brajabhumi for Krishna, and in appreciation of their unalloyed service to the Lord. Once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting the holy names of the gopis instead of chanting the name of the Lord. Some of his student disciples accidentally came to see him, and when they saw that the Lord was chanting the names of the gopis, they were astonished, and out of sheer foolishness they advised the Lord to chant the name of Krishna, and asked him why he would chant the name of the gopis. The Lord was in ecstasy, and he was disturbed by the students in this foolish way. He therefore wanted to chastise the students, and chased them while they were flying away. The students were almost of the same age like the Lord, and thus very wrongly they thought of the Lord as equal in position. As such, they held a meeting and wanted to retaliate the attitude of the Lord, and resolved that they would also attack him if Nimai Pandit dared again to punish them in that manner. This incident gave an impetus to the general public by the agitation of the discontent students, and thus here and there were malicious talks about the Lord. When the Lord was aware of this fact, he began to think within himself that there are different varieties of men in the society, especially the students, the professors, the fruitive workers, yogis, enemies of the devotional cult, and different types of atheists. All are against the cult of devotional service of the Lord. He thought within himself as follows: my mission is to deliver all the fallen souls of this age, but if they commit offense on me, thinking me as an ordinary man, it will go against their interest. Some way or other they must offer obeisances unto me, and that will be the beginning of their spiritual realization. So the Lord decided to accept the renounced order of life, sannyas, so that people in general may be inclined to offer respect to a sannyasi. 500 years before, the condition of the society was not so much degraded. At that time, people would show respects to a sannyasi, and the sannyasi was also rigid in the manner of regulations of the renounced order of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not very much in favor of the renounced order of life in this age of Kali, but that was only for the reason that very few of the sannyasins would be able to observe the rules and regulations of sannyas life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore, decided that he would accept the order of an ideal sannyasi so that people in general would show him respect, as one is duty-bound to show to a sannyasi. A sannyasi is considered to be the master of all the varnas and ashrams. While he was contemplating of accepting the sannyas order of life, it so happened that Keshav Bharati, a sannyasi of the Mayavad school and resident of Katowa, District Burdwan in Bengal, visited Navadvip, and he was invited by the Lord to dine with him. When Keshav Bharati came to his house, the Lord requested him to award him the sannyas order of life. The formality of accepting the sannyas order is to accept it from another sannyasi. Although the Lord was independent in all respects, still to keep up the formalities of the Shastras, he desired to accept the sannyas order from Keshava Bharati, though not in the Vaishnav Sampradaya sect. After this consultation, the Lord left Navadvip for Katawa to accept the sannyas order of life, and he was accompanied by Srila Nityananda Prabhu, Chandrasekharacharya, and Mukunda Dutt, all who assisted him in the details of the ceremony. As mentioned above, this incident of accepting the sannyas order by the Lord is very elaborately described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Thus, at the end of 24 years of his age, the Lord accepted the sannyas order of life in the month of Magh. After accepting the sannyas order of life, he became a full-fledged preacher of the cult of Bhagavad Dharma. Although he was doing the same preaching work in his householder life, yet when he experienced some obstacles in his way of preaching, he sacrificed even the comforts of his homely life for the sake of the fallen souls. In his householder life, his chief lieutenants were Srila Advaita Prabhu and Srila Srivats Thakur. But after accepting the sannyas order of life, his chief assistants were Srila Nityananda Prabhu, who was deputed to preach in Bengal specially, and the six Goswamins, headed by Srila Rupa and Sanatan, who were deputed to go to Vrindavan and excavate the present places of pilgrimage by his order. The present city of Vrindavan and the importance of Brajabhumi were thus practically disclosed by the will of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord, after accepting the sannyas order of life, at once wanted to start for Vrindavan. For 3 days continually he traveled in the Radhdesh, places where the Ganges does not flow, in full ecstasy with the idea that he was going to Vrindavan. Srila Nityananda Prabhu waylaid him and brought him at the house of Advaita Prabhu at Shantipur. The Lord stayed at the house of Sri Advaita Prabhu for a few days after sannyas, and knowing it well that the Lord was leaving his hearth and home for good, Sri Advaita Prabhu sent his men to Navadvip to bring in Sachi Mata to have the last meeting with her son. Some unscrupulous people say that Lord Chaitanya met his wife also after sannyas and offered her his wooden slipper for worship, but so far we get informations from authentic sources, we do not see any such meeting with his wife after sannyas. His mother met him at the house of Advaita Prabhu, and it was practically a tragic scene when the mother saw the son in sannyas dress. The mother desired that Lord Chaitanya may make his headquarter at Puri, so that she may get informations of the son often, and as such the Lord accepted the last desire of his beloved mother. And after this incident, the Lord started for Puri, leaving all the residents of Navadvip in the ocean of lamentation on account of the Lord's separation from the place. The Lord then started for Puri, visiting many important places on the way. He visited the temple of Gopinath Ji, who had stolen condensed milk for his devotee, Srila Madhavendra Puri. Since then, deity Gopinath Ji is well known as Kichora Gopinath. The Lord relished the story of stealing by Gopinath Ji with great pleasure. The propensity of stealing is there, even in the absolute consciousness, but because such propensity is exhibited by the absolute, it loses its perverted nature and thus becomes worshipable, even by Lord Chaitanya, on the absolute consideration of the Lord and his stealing propensity as one and identical. The interesting story is vividly explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. After visiting the temple of Kichora Gopinath of Ramuna at Balasore in Orissa, the Lord proceeded towards Puri, and on the way he visited the temple of Shakshi Gopal, who appeared as the witness in the matter of two Brahmin devotees' family dissension. The Lord heard the story of Shakshi Gopal with great pleasure because he wanted to impress upon the atheistic class of men that the worshipable deities in the temples approved by the great acharyas are not idols, as it is alleged by a class of men with poor fund of knowledge. The deity in the temple is the Arka incarnation of the personality of Godhead. and as such the deity is identical with the Lord in all respects. He responds to the proportion of the devotee's affection for him. In this instance, there was seemingly a family misunderstanding by two devotees of the Lord, and in order to mitigate the turmoil, as well as to show specific favor to his servitors, the Lord in his Archa incarnation was pleased to come down from Vrindavan to Vidyanagar, a village in Orissa. From there, the deity was brought to Cuttack, and the temple of Sakahi, witness. Gopal is still visited by thousands of pilgrims on the way to Jagannath Puri. The Lord passed overnight there and began to proceed towards Puri. On the way, his sannyas rod was broken by the conspiracy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, on which the Lord became apparently angry with him and went alone to Puri, leaving behind his reputed companions. At Puri, when he entered the temple of Jagannath, he became at once saturated with transcendental ecstasy and fell down on the floor of the temple unconscious. The caretakers of the temple could not understand the transcendental feats of the Lord, but there was a great learned pundit of the name Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the chief appointed pundit in the court of the king of Orissa, Maharaj Prataprudra. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was attracted by the youthful luster of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he could understand that the feats of unconsciousness just after meeting Lord Jagannath in the temple was not a thing of ordinary affair. Such transcendental feats are rarely exhibited by the topmost advanced devotees who are already on the transcendental plane in complete forgetfulness of material existence. Except a liberated soul, nobody could show such transcendental feats, and as the Bhattacharya was vastly learned, he could understand that with reference to the context of transcendental literature on which he had considerable authority. He asked, therefore, the caretakers of the temple not to disturb the unknown sannyasi. Better, he advised them to take him at his home for further observation on the unconscious state. The Lord was at once carried to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was at that time the most influential learned scholar with sufficient power of authority on account of his becoming the Shabda Pandit, or the state dean of faculty in Sanskrit literatures. The learned pundit wanted to test scrutinizingly the transcendental feats of Lord Chaitanya, because it so happens that unscrupulous pseudo-devotee sometimes imitate such feats of body to make false show of transcendental achievements, just to attract the innocent people within the influence. A learned scholar like Bhattacharya, therefore, can detect such foolish show of spiritual advancement, and when he finds out the artificial caricature, at once he rejects such pseudo-transcendentalists. In this case of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Bhattacharya tested all the symptoms in terms of the Shastras, just like a scientific man, and not as a foolish sentimentalist. He tested the movement of the stomach, beating of the heart, and breathing in the nostrils. He felt also the pulse of the Lord, and he saw that all such actions were completely in suspension. But when he put a small cotton swab before the nostrils, he found out that there is slight breathing only, and the fine fibers of cotton swab was slightly in movement. And thus he came to know about the genuineness of the Lord's trance in unconsciousness, and he began to treat him in terms of prescribed formula. But in the case of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would be treated in a specific way of resounding the holy name of the Lord by his devotees. This specific treatment was unknown to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya because the Lord was still unknown to him. He saw him for the first time in the temple and took him as one of the influx of pilgrims.